Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut, Tuesday, November 8th edition, which is Election Day. It's very exciting. The election is here. We are the final countdown till the votes get counted, and we will be talking about what's happening today. I'm expecting red wave. It's going to happen. How big is it? How much devastation of the commies will result from this one? What kind of electoral annihilation are they facing? What are some of the key races? And, oh, what are the libs going to say about this? Assuming it goes as planned here, we will make sense of it all. Plus, we will hear from, well, I spoke to former President Trump earlier today, and he gave his take on everything. So we'll get into that. That's all coming up. We basically have a racked and stacked show here on the Buck Sexton Show. So let's get to it. But, you know, if you run a small business, who is running your HR? Because if the answer is I'll figure it out myself or maybe even no one, remember that one employee complaint can turn your world upside down. But HR is not just about avoiding risk. As a business leader, you should do right by the people you employ. That's why you need Bambi. Bambi is an HR platform built for businesses like yours so you can automate the most important HR practices and get your own dedicated HR manager. Bambi's HR autopilot automates your core policies, workplace training, and employee feedback. Your dedicated HR manager will help you navigate the more complex parts of HR. And look, you're saving so much money here. An HR person on staff can cost like 80 grand a year on average. It's a lot of money. You know what Bambi costs you? $99 a month. No hidden fees. No hidden fees. Cancel anytime. So you've got so much to gain here. Go to Bambi.com/buck right now for your free HR audit. Spelled Bambee.com/buck. That's Bambi, Bambee.com/buck. All right. Now, here's what we've got going on today. It is the day of reckoning for the libs. This election is personal in ways that I think go beyond even what we have seen in elections past, because we have suffered from the Democrat madness in very clear and completely unacceptable ways. I understand that for a lot of people, the primary motivator right now is the economy, and I get that, and I share that. I mean, my 401k has gotten crushed this year. My investments are all way down, at least in the stock market, and it's been a very rough year for a lot of people financially. Things are getting more and more expensive. I get that. That's important, and that's happening because Biden Democrats think that money grows on trees, or rather we just print the money that we need. And they were doing effectively a form of modern monetary theory and using COVID as the excuse for this. Oh, you know, we got the virus. And, you know, Biden said, I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm going to shut down the virus. Turned out that wasn't true. He actually really was much more capable of doing the opposite. But the Democrats' ideological hatred for fossil fuels has certainly been a part of what we've seen here with the rising prices. But for me, this is the first election where there's no doubt. There's no doubt whatsoever. You know, the 2020 election, you could say, oh, it was still early and maybe the vaccines were going to be great and they were going to end this. And everything that the Democrats put us through because of the COVID-19 virus, all the policy decisions they made, vaccine mandates, lockdowns, business shutdowns, 6 feet of social distancing, mask mandates, all of it was reckless, stupid, and vindictive authoritarianism that was really just about power and political tribe, had nothing to do with health, as we have now all seen. And they made people suffer. You know, when I try to tell people why this election matters so much, I go, think about if you have children, they kept your kids out of school. Your kids maybe now are going to have to work twice as hard to just get caught up to where they would be had the teachers' unions not been dictating policy to Democrats under the guise of it being a COVID measure. There was never any reason. The grocery stores were open. You know, in California, the weed stores and the liquor stores were open, but the schools were shut down. Why? Because it's so much more dangerous to work in a school than to work in a grocery store? No. Because the teachers' unions own the Democrat Party. Democrat Party will never mess with teachers' unions, and teachers' unions wanted to pay their employees to stay home and do nothing. That's what they wanted to do. That was what those Democrat unions decided at the expense of your children. I think about all the psychotic libs who shouted at people that they needed to mask up, shouted at me that I needed to mask up. They were wrong. Those people should be ashamed of themselves. They're all Democrats. I think about what it was like for people to find out that after years and years as a doctor, as a nurse, first responder, member of the police, member of the military, they found out, you know what, you're not valued because you won't get a shot that you don't need, that you don't want, and that you have concerns about, so you're going to get fired. I saw New York and New York Democrats go from clapping and banging pots and pans, yay, we love our first responders, right? I remember that, early days of the pandemic, to fast forward to when the vaccine mandate comes out, when de Blasio, that idiot thug, decided that they would just keep businesses closed longer, keep gyms closed longer. I remember how they just said, deal with it. Hashtag science. Science is on our side. We saw an ugliness and an authoritarian heart of the Democrat Party that I don't think a lot of people knew was there. Honestly, they were crazier than I even anticipated. I knew they wouldn't give up the power of COVID and use that as an excuse. They used it as an excuse in the 2020 election. They changed election laws as a result. But there was a worship of Fauciism and the totalitarian religion that was built around that, where the state can control everything. You have to go through these rituals, the hand washing, the double mask wearing, get one shot, two shot, three shot, four shot, five shot, six shot. The seventh is the one that really works. Sure. All of that. Did that upset you? Does that make you mad? It makes me furious to this day. Well, the option that we have is to vote out these Democrats. This is the first chance we have to do that, and it is so critical that we do, because the only thing that they pay attention to is the loss of power. The only thing that really gets to them is the prospect of not being able to tell you what to do. That's the only way that we can work with them. Take the power out of their hands. That's it. And I want to get into some of the other issues as well. But for me, the Biden vaccine mandates and the Biden mask mandates and all of the COVID policies, which goes directly into the economy, directly into the overspending, directly into the way that they mobilized their left-wing base on a whole range of issues. And then you add on top of that the crime, and that Democrats, effectively, it became fashionable for Democrats to say, look, I'm sorry that so many more people, because Democrats are soft on crime, I'm sorry that so many more people are being viciously attacked, assaulted, murdered, raped, robbed in the streets. I'm sorry about that, Democrats say, except they're not sorry because they think that's the price we have to pay as a society to be more equitable and to deal with mass incarceration. That's just what has to happen, because the alternative is to lock up criminals. And if there is a disparate impact of locking up criminals of one group or another, as I always point out, disparate impact on men, more male violent criminals than female. So there's disparate impact there. Do we say, well, we got to have 50-50 in the prison system, men and women? Of course not. That makes no sense. It's about who commits a crime. We don't care. We're all human beings. We're all responsible for our actions. Democrats reject this. They think of group and identity politics first and foremost, and people suffered as a result. The border is wide open. Democrats refuse to change what it is that is the poll indicators for so many people from all over the world. 150 countries, I think it's more like 170 countries now, have had people show up in the United States illegally under the Biden administration. 5 million plus in 2 years. Are they trying to stop any of this? No. They need to be held to account for this. I spoke to President Trump earlier today about this issue and what his 30,000-foot view from Trump Force One, if you will, of this election today tells him, what he sees going on. We'll play that in just a moment. But you know what investment's done really well for me? Done For You Real Estate. I've become a real estate investor through my friends at Done For You Real Estate, and it's an incredible system they have. They take you through every step of the process, from figuring out what house you want to get in what community, getting the loan, getting the management company, getting the tenant. They are there for you. You send them an email, a text, a phone call, Zoom call if you want. Any questions you have, they help you handle. Any issue, is this a good house? Is this a good price? Should I take this management company on board? So that you just do it all the right way, Done For You Real Estate, and then you're getting free cash flow and building up equity in a house over time. It's a great way to prepare for retirement. It's a great way to build financial security for yourself over the long run. But you got to have experts who know how to do it. I bought five for you, Done For You. I'm a part owner in five Done For You houses right now. I bought several of them myself, but I'm also, through an LLC, an owner in a couple of others. So I've got my brothers involved in Done For You Real Estate. I've got friends of mine involved, and they've all had excellent experiences. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to become a real estate investor. By the way, this is not for the rich. This is something that you can do. This is something that working class people that are trying to pay their bills, you can do this. There's just some basic qualifications. They'll take you through it, and then you can become a real estate investor. And you'll be owning property. It's fantastic. Owning property is an investment. Go to doneforyoubuck.com. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey today. Now, I spoke to President Trump earlier today. I asked him on the Clay and Buck Show what his 30,000-foot view of what's going on right now with this massive election that is underway as I speak to you. And here is what former President Trump says. What are the top things that come to mind for you? What's happening in this country right now?
Well, I think it's crime. I think it's inflation. I think it's the economy, which is a big, big part of inflation, I guess, if you think. But it's really crime. It's the border where millions and millions of people are pouring into our country totally unchecked, and nobody knows what's happening. And we're going to be paying a price for that for a long time. It's a lot of things like that. I think it's even the Afghanistan worst. I think it was the worst moment in the history of our country. I think we were never so embarrassed by a thing as that, the way that happened and the way it took place, so horrible. Could have gotten out with strength. We're ready to get out with strength and dignity, and the way they got out, taking the soldiers out first. So there are a lot of things that come into play, but you know, I think you could actually say there's nothing good. If you look at what could you say positive, there's nothing good that's happened in the last 2 years. We were energy independent, and now we're paying record prices for gas and for electric and everything else. So it's a tough situation for our country.
It is indeed a tough situation for our country. And that's because, think about this, if you were tasked with defending the Biden regime's record up to this point, what would you even say? All they can say to their base is, it's not Trump and the insurrection and all this other stuff. But, okay, what accomplishments are there? What's going, and forget about, because they'll say, oh, look at this legislation or the CHIPS Act or something like that. No, no, no. What has been done that the American people can feel and see and know has made their lives better? What points have been put on the board for the American people by Biden and the cronies around him, the enablers of this Biden madness that we're all going through? They got nothing. The answer is they simply don't have it. They don't have anything that they can really say. They don't have anything they can point to. And this is why, you know, when Biden says something that's really unhelpful for the Democrats right now, like they're going to shut down coal plants all across the country, what do they end up doing? Talking to voters like we're all idiots, like we don't know what plain English means when said by the president when he's not speaking in gibberish, which Biden does sometimes. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre. Remember when Biden said he was going to shut down all the... Actually, here, we can flash back to a couple of days ago when Biden was talking about coal. This is clip three. Here's what the president said about what's happening with coal in this country.
So it's going to become a wind generation. And all they're doing is they're going to save them a hell of a lot of money and using the same transmission line that transmitted the coal-fired electric on. We're going to be shutting these plants down all across America and having wind and solar.
We're going to be shutting these plants down all across America. Yeah, he's hostile toward coal. He thinks that it's bad, even though it's 20% of our electricity right now. How do people who are paying really high heating oil and electricity and gas prices and diesel prices, how do they feel about all this right now? Well, here's Karine Jean-Pierre saying that Biden is having his... You heard his words there. You heard his words. Some of you probably even saw the video. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre saying, oh, they twisted his words. Play one.
I want to say this. It was, some of you were there. It was loud and hard to hear, I think, or maybe not exactly what was being said. But I currently don't want to get into punditry from here and why we did it or do it or you know paid or do it did it on TV. But I spoke to this over the weekend. The president's words we believe were twisted. We were very clear about that. We believe his words were twisted, and we just wanted to make sure there was some clarity.
Yeah, we believe his words were twisted. How were they twisted exactly? Because we heard what he said. Whatever, we said they were twisted. That's it? That's the best they can do? The words were twisted? Yeah, apparently that is the best. That's the best they've got over at the White House. He said something dumb. It's hurting Democrats in tight elections. So let's just pretend that words don't have any meaning. Okay. Look, I understand, because what is the alternative? The Democrats are going to just agree that Biden's awful and this whole thing is a mess and that they should be embarrassed, not just for their going along with all the COVID stuff that I mentioned, but embarrassed that they thought that Biden was going to be good at this, going to unite the country. Joe Biden's a jerk. He's been speaking down to people and condescending and doing whatever is popular within the Democrat Party at any point in time for his whole career. Joe Biden has no bravery, no vision, no wisdom, none, none. And yet, we're supposed to think that somehow he was going to, I mean, it was crazy, the notion that he was going to be better as a president than he is. There was no basis for it. Come back here again on the crime issue. We'll talk about that in a second here, because I think that's what's going to propel, as you know, I've been saying it. And, you know, if I get this one wrong, fine. You know, no one can predict the future, but I really do feel it. I feel it in my soul that Lee Zeldin's going to win this New York governor's race, which would be a massive, massive win. You ever gotten into a really amazing sports car? You know, you've seen one, maybe you got to sit in one, maybe you got to drive one, maybe you own one. But one thing about it, if, you know, Ferrari, a Lamborghini, you know, maybe you're a German car guy, some Mercedes, BMW, they're so well engineered. The design, the skill that goes into them is amazing. And they're so comfortable, too. I mean, the interior, especially talking about some of those German cars, the interiors are phenomenal, right? that really nice leather. It's just, you just want to, you just feel like this is something special, like you're sitting in artwork, right? Well, what if I told you you can have that, but just with a chair, an office chair? That's what the X chair gives you, the most comfortable office chair you're ever going to own. I've got one at home. I've got one for my dad, got one for my sister. They are the best chairs you can get anywhere. They're amazing. I spend hours and hours a day in my chair doing radio, writing, reading, all the things I got to do for work. Don't you want to be comfortable? Think about that. I mean, after your bed, what's more important than the chair you're going to sit in for hours a day in terms of comfort? So it's worth it to get the best. And that's what you can have with an X chair. There's one for every style and budget. It's so cool, too, because you can do modifications, armrest, no headrest, foot plate, massage pack for your back, all these amazing extras and options you have. Just like when you're building a car online that you're going to buy, you do that with your X chair. Check out all the options, and they've got financing plans too. So we're talking about spending $21 a month, for example, for an amazing X chair if you finance it. $21 a month. Everybody can afford $21 a month for their office chair, right? So let's go get an X chair. Trust me on this one. Xchairbuck.com. That's the letter X chair. Buck.com, because no other chair can compare. This is the Lamborghini, the Ferrari of office chairs or chairs for your home. They've got amazing stuff. Go to xchairbuck.com. That's xchairbuck.com. Now, we have, this was fascinating to me, Joe Scarborough on the crime problem in New York City. Now, this is why I think Lee Zeldin's going to win. Here is Joe Scarborough, play clip 12.
Somebody who works for me who loves New York and said last night she thought Hochul was going to lose because she said walking around New York, I don't care what the data says, it feels different. Going to the subway, it feels different. It feels different because it is different. You go back to Giuliani as a mayor, you can look at what he did, focusing on those small crimes, right? Don't ever tell a progressive. Don't talk about the broken windows there. Drives them crazy. But guess what? It worked in New York. And I think we can, all of us that were around back then, could talk about how New York changed more quickly, I think, than any major city. I think the problem right now is Democrats need to get tougher on crime. Biden needs to send that message from the top.
I haven't heard Joe Scarborough, who is a total fraud, or any of the Democrats on TV make this case until Election Day. Here we are. It's Election Day. Now, you know why? Because they realize what's happening. They realize the American people have seen through all the lies. They've seen through BLM and mass incarceration and ending the police state and all these things that were said so that we could go soft on crime as a country. And that's what's happened. People see through this and they understand it's reckless. The defund police was insane and that people have suffered. People have suffered a lot because of it. This is about restoring sanity in America. That's what this election is today. So if you're seeing this and you haven't voted yet, please do. And let's just all sit around and pray that this is going to be a day where the Democrats have the reckoning that they so deserve and where there will be rivers of lib tears across the country because they're emotionally unstable. They can't handle losing elections and they really, really deserve to lose this one badly. The red wave is here, friends. Savor it. Obviously, finish this off. Make sure we get across the finish line. But it's a good day for America, good day for freedom. Good day here on the Buck Sexton Show. Thanks for hanging out. Oh, be sure if you aren't already, you can check out. We're going to have a party here in Nashville tonight. Go to clayandbuck.com, become a VIP. We're going to be streaming some video and other fun stuff, so come hang out with us. See you later. Shields high.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.